Blog Talk
Hey, y'all.
Radio.
It's your girl, D. Scott. It's your girl, D. Scott. I am here for this Tell the Truth Tuesday, sans music. Just wanted to pop in just because you guys know you've been following me on Instagram at miss.d.scott. I'm going to even forego the intro today because we're going to talk about some demons, okay? So, you know, today's Wednesday, still Tell the Truth Tuesday to me, and there's been a lot of shit that's going on this last week. You know, I'm still in a world when everything is happiness, love, and joy. And I want to talk to you about this show that I started watching. It's on CBS. It's called Evil. And it talks very much in detail about different demonic possessions, how demons look, how demons talk, how they, you know, because some of y'all believe in this stuff and some of y'all don't. I definitely believe in it. I know a demon when I see one. And a demon is not the same thing as somebody that's being mean to you or somebody that, you know, means you no good. No. Demonic entity is very specifically sent in your life to fuck your shit up. We have a succubus. That's a demonic entity. That's a sex demon. You know what I'm saying? And my homegirl Dia had brought that up. I meant to call her and tell her that I think that is what happened to one of my friends, that, you know, not that he was being seduced by a succubus, but that he definitely, because he was functioning from the lower chakras, the sacral or the root chakra, that he was susceptible to this type of, you know, demonic entity. So I'm going to just give y'all an example. So every time I say that I'm healed from something, right, the gods always show me, you sure, bitch, because I'm going to throw this at you and see how you respond. In life, once you start paying attention to shit and really enjoying your life and being happy, it starts throwing you curveballs just to see are you going to succumb. I can't make this shit up. So last week, I had literally just said from my lips, like, I'm healed past that. I've passed the Negro stage. I'm over everybody, everything. I don't hate nobody. I just ain't fucking with people. You know, I'm good. But I had already been that in practice for a whole year. So I talk about my celibacy. I talk about all that. Don't I see this dude, okay, at a event. He literally looks like a couple of my exes mashed into a person, like menagerie'd into a person. The coconut toasted almond skin, the hair, the face, the height, about 6'5", just fine as hell. I know he's there for me. I know that you came here because I literally just said, I'm good. Like, you know, I can wait and, you know, I can wait until I, you know, meet the person I'm supposed to be with or, you know, link up with this, you know, whatever. And so I don't believe that this was sent from God. I really don't. I believe that the devil was like, word, you good? Okay, watch this. So, and I believe that they laughing at me in heaven or hell, wherever it is that this was sent from. So the entity is around me. He's looking familiar. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. And he literally looks like everything that will cause me to break my celibacy run. He looks like everything that will cause me to do that. I end up sending a friend to get his information because apparently we knew each other, but I didn't know where we knew each other from. So we start talking. I find some information out about him. And it's crazy because the number one thing that you say you're not going to do, the universe is always going to test you into doing it. So I have a very specific set of rules that I don't break. One of the rules, I was in question whether I would break it or not for this particular person. And I don't have to do that because come to find out, everything that I thought he was, he's not. So it's almost like someone sent this motherfucker to me to throw me off, to distract me from the bigger situation at hand, because my celibacy is not about, you know, me just getting closer to God and all that other stuff. No, it's about me healing from trauma and other stuff that was going on that confused me and just, you know, being a bitch. Like, I needed to heal myself, and the only way to do that is to be with myself. I don't need other extra added, you know, shit going on and having to worry about if you ate today or not. Like, I didn't need it. I focused on my businesses, and that's why I'm in the season right now of harvest. So I end up talking to the dude. He ends up doing some basic man shit. But come to find out, I did know him from a long time ago. This is the second person that I've met in the last, like, 2 months that knew me back in my 20s when I used to live here and come home for the summers when I was living in New York City or whatever. And so we just had these great conversations, and I found myself saying, like, what way can we be beneficial to each other, right? Because if I can't be beneficial to him and he can't be beneficial to me, I don't want to do it, and I don't even want to waste the time. That's just where I'm at right now. But when I tell you, it's because I think that I'm on the precipice of not so much a breakthrough, but just I have a lot of great things happening for me right now. Like, that's why this person was sent. Now, is the person himself a demon? Absolutely not. But do I know the intention upon which you were sent and directed my way? Absolutely. Because everything he is, I literally 100% said I was not going to do. And it's a test that I'm failing right now because I'm still, you know, I'm talking to him, whatever, whatever. But my focus is more so because of his job. How can you help me? And then how can I help you? So when we talk about demons, okay, a lot of people think that a demon is just like, you know, and they have horns. And no, your demon, because you could have more than one, you could have 100, is anything that causes you to get knocked off your game or to get confused. So the other day, I'm minding my goddamn business, and I get a friend request. So I only have, like, so many friend requests because my page was open. Something just came across me just to close my page off because I do that sometimes. I don't like being so open, so vulnerable. I don't do shit for likes. I don't do shit, you know, I do shit for the love. I don't do shit for the likes on the Internet. So if you don't ever read my book, I'm okay with that. You know, if you do read my book, thank you. You know, so I get an inbox from a gentleman. First of all, the name didn't even make sense. He was all right looking in the picture, but I go, he friend requests me. I friend request him back because something was just egging me to do that. Because sometimes you'll sit in my inbox for 20, you know, a month, or you'll sit in my friend request box for a month, especially if we ain't got no mutuals. So I go on the gentleman's page. He's not on my page 5 minutes. I'm not on his page 5 minutes. And I say him loosely. And I see that this man's page just started in August. Now, this is totally separate from the demon, the beautiful demon that I met the other day. Well, I'm going to end up being in a relationship with him at some point. That's a whole other story. But some type of relationship, we'll say that, business or otherwise. And he's too fine. But this is totally unrelated, but I just want to tell you about how this goes. So, like, days after that, like I said, I get, you know, this, you know, inbox, and it's like, aw, you're so adorable and beautiful. Can we text? First of all, that has feminine energy written all over it. Second of all, you speak how you type. So that's why my books are so effective and people are so enamored with my books, is because I write just like I speak. Maybe cuss a little less, but either way, that's feminine energy. I don't have no risk with no females over no dudes. So for you to disguise yourself as a dude to come on my page, and especially a dude that you think that I thought would be attractive, you have failed, ma'am. And it's sad that you have to do that because nobody's fucking thinking about you or your situation. You know, and that's not to say, like, in an animosity way. It's just to say that I'm a pretty much open book, okay? If you ask me a question or you schedule a meeting with me, because that's the best way to get a hold of me, buy my services and then schedule a meeting. I don't meet with nobody for free, male or female. I don't. You got to at least be bringing me a drink, a bottle or something, some type of offering for wasting my time with some dumb shit you about to tell me. The bottom line is this. I have no interest in meeting people on the Internet, but let me be clear. It does happen. It happens. Okay? Oh, it's just the Internet. Not really. I can name a couple of dudes that I rocked with that I met on the Internet. And just, you know, through their work or through whatever was going on, that I met them in real life, we ended up hanging out, developing a friendship or in a relationship. Shit, the dude that I've been with off and on for 12 years down in Florida, dude, we met on MySpace. Now, granted, we went to the same gym and church and shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. So I get this inbox, and I feel the need at this point. Now you piss me off. And so I said, you know what? There's absolutely nothing about me that's fucking adorable. Okay, I don't have a phone, so I can't text you. And you can see the message posted on my page at miss.d.scott on Instagram if you're following me, because it has feminine energy all over it. And the thing is that, you know, I did shit like that when I was in my 20s, like early 30s, so, like, I get it, but we didn't have the vast information that we have now. And especially not a bitch like me, you don't have to do that. You could just send an email, okay? stayinyourlane123@gmail.com. You could, you could send an email. You can order my products or services and arrange a meeting if you want to really sit down and embarrass yourself again. Because my whole thing is, and that's very demonic to me, because if you're functioning out of love and the love that you have for a person, if you have to, like, get on my page and see, like, do I still love the person, or am I still in communication with the person, or am I still talking with the person, which the answer is no, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's sick. And it's demonic because it's something that's throwing you off balance and you're not able to make moves and adjustments and move forward in your life. Not just, from the relationship, but move forward in your life because you're so busy worried about everybody else. And you women have to get into a place where you just say, you know what, y'all post these memes, but y'all ain't following them. You want to wake up different, wake the fuck up different and leave people alone that make you question your sanity, that make you question your relationship. I'm never going to stay with no dude because I don't want the next bitch to have him. Please, take this motherfucker, please. Please, take him. Because it's not worth my mental health. If I was out here, let me tell you something, my son, in a couple more years, it's like he's grown, he's, a good adult, a young adult, whatever, I'm about to act a whole monkey-ass fool. I'm probably not going to live here. I'm going to be on somebody's farm. I'm going to be in somebody's Las Vegas. I'm going to be somewhere else, okay? So consistency is key for me, but what I'm not going to do is be questioning other women. If you know that you got a hoe-ass dude or you know that you got a hoe-ass female, because I see a lot of you cats is coming out the corner trying to dog females out too. If you was a hoe, you can't expect nothing less than a hoe. That's what you get. Okay, I was watching The Godfather of Harlem. Excellent, excellent series. I don't even know what channel it's on, but The Godfather of Harlem with Forest Whitaker, excellent. And it's so funny because I'm going to say this situation. That's why it's so funny. So I ended up posting an excerpt where the wife, Mamie Johnson, Bumpy Johnson's wife, had an affair with a boxer. And she's on the phone with him. And I posted the excerpt on my page at miss.d.scott on Instagram. And she was like, I know, baby, you should have won. She was like, but you know that if you want to stay alive, okay, you will act like this never happened and we're never going to speak again. And she was like, and don't call this phone no more. And I just found that to be so fucking hilarious because you men forget that you teach us women how to be just like you. So you want some sneaky, low-level bum shit, you teaching your bitch how to do the exact same thing. Oh, I had to run to the dry cleaners. Oh, the car broke down. Oh, this happened. Oh, that happened. You teach them how to treat you. You raise them, in essence. So even if everything that you learned from the dude was bad, you still learned something from this cat, okay? So for me, seeing her cheat on Bumpy Johnson was fucking hilarious because I'm like, that's really how the shit goes. He was over here messing with this white girl when Bumpy Johnson was in prison. He was writing all these people. The one white lady done pulled up on him in Harlem. This is back at the time. He could have been lynched for that. Like, it's just all a mess. These dudes are going to do whatever they want to do. Across the board, they're going to do whatever they want to do, and they're going to do whoever they want to do. Okay? They messing with junkies. Don't ever let no dude tell you he ain't got his dick sucked by a crackhead and he sell drugs. Don't ever let nobody tell you that. Don't ever let no dude. Like, these dudes literally be running circles around y'all, and you don't even see that if you just really put yourself first and said, you know what, I'm not doing that. I literally know three little girls right now. The one little girl, I just saw her. She went in to have her baby. She did a whole bid with this dude. Did a whole bid. He was back messing with his baby mom or whatever as soon as he got out, and they couldn't stand each other, right? Now he back messing with three other bras, and she went into labor yesterday. I'm sorry, she went into labor on Monday to have their baby. That makes me fucking sick. You understand what I'm saying? That makes me sick. For what? So you're better off doing whatever it is that you want to do, doing you, because I have, like I said, my homegirl, her dude got out and they good, but they're older. He's in his 50s. She's in her 40s. They're working things out. Everything is good. And she did a full, like, 10-year joint. But they don't make them like that no more. But she's been with that man since she was, 17, 18 years old. It's not like that no more. And she was raised properly, not just by her mother, but by him. That's what you need to do. She kept a job. She kept 2-3 jobs. Okay, kept money on his books every month maximum. He had respect in the street. He had networks. So similar to the Bumpy Johnson character, you know, this woman sitting in a penthouse high rise, cheating on her husband. That was one of the biggest mob bosses in, you know, the Northeast. But at least she did it with a boxer that actually just fought Muhammad Ali. You bros be out here messing with junkies too. It's like, if I'm going to leave somebody and be with somebody else, it's going to be, like I said, let me tell you something. The dude that I'm saying, I'm not saying he's the devil, but I'm saying that it just so happens that you pull up looking like this and just triggering me in all kind of ways, and I'm just trying to move forward and run my business and just chill, right? But I'm a woman, right? So I still like to have adult relationships. I still like to have phone conversation. I still like to go to dinner and the vineyards and just different things and brunch and, you know, hop on a plane, go out of town for the day and come back, you know. So right now it's just not the time really for me to be having, and I laugh a lot about the fact that if you watch The Passion of the Christ, there's a scene where the devil is like holding this baby, but it's like really a man, and the devil's like walking by while Jesus getting his ass whooped, being crucified, and he's just looking at him like, see, that's how my demons do me. They be looking, they circle me like a shark circles its prey first, and the demon's not always a man. It could just be any unnecessary drama is fucking demonic. Bochinche, gossip, is fucking demonic. I don't want to sit down and talk about this person's misfortune, and did you hear this one was sniffing, and this one was doing that. Bitch, I don't care. Bless her to hope, you know, she get off drugs or she get her shit together or she just open her eyes. But I know a lot of women, and what happens with a lot of women is we are our own biggest enemies. And instead of you just paying attention to what type of nigga you got, you so worried about every other bitch. I'm not finna be anxiety ridden over nobody's raggedy daughter. I'm not doing it. I'm not. So if you feel like you the shit, take that shit, keep the same energy. I shouldn't bother you. Don't come and ask me no questions. Don't ask me shit. You win, okay? Any broad that ever felt like she had an issue with me, you win, baby girl. You win, you won. You get to keep him, you get to keep the house, you get to keep the car. Whatever it is that you took from me or that you felt, you know, I wanted, whatever, whatever, you win. I am happy where the fuck I'm at by myself, okay? And some of you bitches need to thank me because I don't talk to your daddy or I don't talk to your uncle or I don't talk to your little boyfriend. I'm over here happy. Nothing's going to fucking affect that. Nothing's going to, you know, knock me off that level and make me feel like me and you have something to talk about. However, you want to talk about business. You want to talk about what you would do or what I would do, whatever, whatever. I don't hate nobody to no point that I can't sit down and you could buy me a drink or we can have a conversation. Okay? But don't ask me no dumb shit. My indiscretions have been done for years. I've just been over here grinding, making money, trying to take care of my kid and get him ready for college. That's what the fuck I've been doing. I don't know what y'all been doing, but I know what I've been doing. And so with that being said, you know, when we talk about demons, demons are not bitches that was fucking your man. That's not a demon. That might be his demon. That's not yours. Your demon might be that you don't know how to save money, and every time you turn around, you in the mall because you see something. That's a demonic presence that's allowing you to know that financially you're not that bitch, right? And you're going to need to fucking simmer it down. You know, your demon can be your alcohol. You know, we see a lot of demons in drug addiction and alcohol, you know, overusage. We see a lot of that. I've cut that shit out too. I drink a little something here and there, but not like I did before because I'm genuinely happy. And that takes taking time to yourself and saying, fuck all these people. I don't feel like talking to you. I'm not answering the phone, and I don't care. I had to do a lot of people like that because the shit that you want to talk about is just not shit that's you know, in conjunction with my vibe right now. You know? It's not. So when we start getting to a place where we making fake pages and shit like that, everybody got to grow the fuck up. Whatever the fuck it is that you think I give a fuck about, I promise you I don't. You understand what I'm saying? I'm out here doing what the fuck I'm doing, getting taunted by the devil himself. I mean, if y'all would have seen this man, oh, my God. He just looked like the reason that I'm going to be a mess in 2021. Like, we might have a good year, but he looked like the reason that I would go against everything that I ever, you know, put my mind to, you know. But, you know, for this moment, I like talking. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see him, you know, hang out, whatever, whatever. And the reason I'm so vocal about my dating and my run with celibacy is the fact that you're able to identify what your triggers are. A trigger is nothing but just the God's letting you know Satan himself is on the way, you know, or that you're getting ready to have to make a decision. A trigger is just for me like, okay, I have to make a decision. Am I going to punch you in your motherfucking face or am I just going to keep moving? I'm going to keep moving, bitch. I'm old as fuck. I'm not doing that. You know, I have to make decisions of, am I going to talk to this person? Because at the end, I have to always look at the end game. Is this going to end well? You know, you ever look at somebody and you could just tell, like, you're going to be the reason I go to jail, sir. Or you're going to be the reason that I be outside with roller skates on and butterfly wings at Burning Man and shit. You know what I'm saying? Out in Arizona. You know, so it's always amazing to me. And like I said, he's very sweet, the gentleman. I just think that that's one of my demons because I'm very afflicted by men with cinnamon color skin and nice teeth and tall. I'm very partial to that, very, very enamored with that. And so it's like God's like, oh, you good? You don't need no, you don't need nothing. You don't need no dick. You don't need nothing. You good? All right, let me send this one to see if you what you say. Because I sent all the other ones. You turned them down. So let's see about this one. Turned it. I mean, we, you know, we just chilling, but I'm just saying. So when we talk about demons, you have to understand that girl ain't your demon. That dude ain't your demon. Your demon is really within yourself. Whatever the fuck it is that you have not resolved or got over, right? And it's going to keep resurfacing in your life, right? Because you're summoning it there. Pain summons things, right? Me just, all I did was put out into the universe, you know what, I need me a carpenter or some type of farmer, that's the type of cat, you know, I'm looking for right now, I'm tired of you bankers, I'm tired of, you know, obviously I was married to an athlete, you know, I'm tired of all that, I don't need that, da, 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 and don't I get sent a carpenter? Don't I get sent a goddamn carpenter? So guys, we have a little call here, let's see what's going on. And caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Sometimes people call in and y'all don't want to talk to me, and that's okay. But I know that you thought this show was going to be about the whole literal meaning of demons, and we're going to get into that. I'll probably do that for Tell the Truth Tuesday next week, because as we get closer to Halloween, I just want y'all to keep in mind that this is a time that we remember our ancestors. This is a time that the veil is extremely thin, which means that you are able to, if you guys watch the movie Coco, that's in Latin culture what a lot of us do. So a lot of times, like, you don't realize that your altar in your home might just be your table that you got all your pictures. Me, I have actual altars. I have three in my home. For various, you know, things that I'm trying to remember or things that I want to pay homage to or things that I'm giving an offer to. What people have to understand is that when you are in a space where, especially at this time of the year, fall equinox, and we're getting ready to go into, the winter time and all that other stuff, darkest days, it's most important for us, in order for us to get past our demons, we have to acknowledge our ancestors. We have to acknowledge our addictions and the things that we like and the things that we love and the things that we lust, right? So if I were to be an honest person, I could tell you that I lusted after the gentleman that I met. However, I know that I have to keep things in check because you've not offered me anything. You've not said, like, hey, I want to hang out, or hey, I want to fuck, or hey, I want to do this. So because you've not offered me anything, my job is just to sit back and enjoy the ride until it becomes a time where we have to start making grown-up decisions, right? But for right now, it's nice just to have somebody just to talk to. I tell y'all that all the time. But then, of course, these people, they end up betraying me or they do something and I have to drag their ass a little bit. But like I said, your demons are basically everything that you thought that you didn't want, rolled up into one, right? And then you're going to keep getting presented with these demons. So if your demon is alcohol, you're going to get thrown alcohol in your face all the damn time until you learn to say no. If your demon is drugs, you're going to get drugs thrown in your face until you start to say no. So your demon to me is actually just something that comes into your life to throw you off fucking balance. And you should know that it's demonic because it's not centered in love. All right, so guys, I'm going to let you go. We are going to continue this conversation next week on the eve of Halloween. And I will tune in with you guys on Sunday for church. I hope you guys listen to church. I let the bodies hit the floor on that one. No music today because I got shit to do. But make sure you guys are tuning in. And if you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at miss.d.scott. Thank you so much.